Okay, welcome. It's February 27th, 2000. Did you start the recording? Okay, sorry. Welcome to the February 27th, 2019 meeting of the McKinney Board of Adjustment. The Board of Adjustment is comprised of 5 members plus 2 alternates. I want to remind you this meeting is being recorded and that we all treat each other with respect, focus on the issue, and be concise in your comments. Your opinion is very important to us, and they become a part of public record that is sent to the City Council as part of our minutes. Our start time tonight is 5:30. I am Betty Petkazik. I serve as the chair. Also serving tonight is Louise Hollybar, vice chairman, Larry Macy, David Richey. Brian is not here tonight. Randall Wilder is serving, our alternate, but he'll be serving in Brian's place. And Eric Roberts, alternate. Thank you, Eric, for being here. The board's purpose is to hear appeals, special exceptions, and variance requests to the zoning ordinance of the City of McKinney. The Board of Adjustment has the authority to make special exceptions to the terms of the zoning ordinance that are consistent with the general purpose and intent of the ordinance. The decision of the Board of Adjustment is final. The decision may only be appealed by a petition to a district court, county court, or county court at law. Such a petition must be filed in 10 days after the decision is filed in the board's office. Tonight we have one consent item. It's item number 19-0162, and it's approval of the minutes of Board of Adjustment meeting of February 13, 2019. Hopefully everybody had a chance to look at it. And are there any changes to the minutes that were prepared? And if not, do I have a motion for approval?
Well, I move the minutes be approved as printed.
Okay, Randall?
I'll second.
Okay, Louise, second. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. Okay, for our regular agenda, we have one item. It's item number 19-0100, and it's to conduct a public hearing to consider, discuss, or act on the request by Javier Hernandez and representing the owner, Martin Vega, for the consideration of a 5-foot variance to the front yard required setback of 25 feet for the proposed new structure house and a 10-foot variance to the rear yard required setback of 25 feet for the proposed new structure slash house for property located at 613 Finette Street, Lot 1, Block 1 of the Wanda H. Addition, McKinney, Texas. Jeff Harris tonight, he will represent the city and give us a statement on behalf of the city.
The applicant is seeking to build a new structure on the lot of record. He is seeking setback relief for the front and rear setbacks. The lot is an existing non-conforming lot. This item was tabled at our last meeting so that staff could provide additional information on the surrounding properties, which is being presented now.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Okay, now I'd like to give an opportunity to Javier Hernandez, representing the owner, Martin Vega, to make comments about this item. And Mr. Hernandez, we ask you to state your name and your address, and if you could limit it to 5 minutes, that would be great.
Hi, my name is Javier Hernandez. I'm representing Martin Vega. I live on 22 Dupree Drive, McKinney. I saw there's 25 feet on the front, but what about on the back of 612, 614, and 616?
Those houses are all in compliance with the setbacks of 25 in the front, 25 in the rear. Those are all consistent. They're on the 4 lots across the street.
And what about that one on the corner, 617? Is that 20 on the...
Is that 20 foot on the front and 10 foot on the rear. So it would be consistent with the variance request that you are seeking.
So, but what about that? I don't know if you have a chance to look at it, but there's no sidewalk. There's sidewalk in here, but not on that side.
Correct. Sidewalks are required on a street The ordinance does not specify which side of the street that they're on, as long as a sidewalk is provided on the street.
Okay. Okay, I think that's
is that all? Is that all? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we appreciate you being here. And let's see, if that's all you need to say, then right now I have one letter that I need to read, and that is related to this item. And so it is the same letter that we received at the other meeting, the beginning of this month. And it is a protest from the Safari Development Company. And so I'm going to go ahead and read it again. Be advised that property behind the subject at 613 Finette Street is owned by Safari Development Company. We strongly oppose any action, variance, or any permit issued or allowed to construct on this property without the subject property providing access to our property. So, which last meeting we talked about that really doesn't apply to this, what we're doing now.
That is correct.
That he doesn't need to provide access to that property, but we do want to get that on record. Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to ask for a motion. We're going to close the public hearing, so I'm going to ask for a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you, David. Okay, so now we've closed the public hearing, and so now I'm going to ask members for any discussion on this item.
So you referenced lot 617, that it's 10 feet on the back?
Correct, yes, sir.
At 607, is that probably right around there as well?
That particular property predates our database, so that, again, all I could do was pull a measurement from the front. I was not authorized to go on their private property to measure the back, but
okay.
Yeah, it appears to be consistent with 617
okay.
And what the applicant is proposing for 613.
Okay, so that would make the front's uniform and pretty much the back's uniform.
Yes, sir.
Did we determine on the lots across the street whether those are 100-foot lots?
Yes, those lots are in compliance with the zoning, so no variances were required.
Okay.
So they were able to build based off the lots being in compliance, and the setbacks were accurate.
Okay. Very good.
So Safari Development Company behind them, there's no access to this, so that can never be built on. Is that correct?
Without immediate street access, they would have to either acquire the property along Throckmorton or someone's property along Finette. But yeah, that limits what they can do without immediate street access.
Okay.
That's strange to have a lot
that you can't get to.
That you can't get to.
Because we thought, because the, behind 17, I'm sorry. Oh. I thought
there
was alley, but
that
is not.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe one time.
Yeah. A green belt or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, that has nothing to do with this. I mean, you can't get to it. So as of right now, they could not build on that lot the way it stands right now.
Correct.
Okay. They could.
But they can't get
to it. They can't get to it.
Well, no, I don't think they don't, since they don't have access, I don't think they can build on it.
They wouldn't be able to get a permit or anything. Yeah, that's true.
Correct.
That's true.
Unless they chose to acquire
that
one of the properties on
right.
In which they
right.
Can certainly do that.
Which is kind of their issue.
So if they did acquire a property to build on that, then the setback, then they would have to comply with where the new house is, to where they start to build, or come to us and ask for a variance.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, I think 613, your basic, hardship, and I don't see any problem with, granting, the variance based on that, especially when the other two, 607, 6, and 617s are going to be the same.
Right.
And,
would you like to make a motion for that, or...
What? Well, I just think that it, you know, that it's a basic hardship that we should grant, grant it.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to create, you want to make a motion?
Yeah, why not? Okay. Go ahead. Make a motion. Make that a motion.
Okay, I make a motion that we approve the variance on 613 Finette Street, Lot 1 of the 1-H edition.
Okay, so I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you, Larry. I have a second. Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the item is approved.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Probably we're going to build 611. It's Martin's nephew property.
If you have the same issue, then I guess we will probably
see you again.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
This concludes our business for tonight. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Larry, you second?
Yes.
Okay, so David and then Larry. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
What time? 5:41. At 5:41. We adjourned at 5:41. Okay, everybody have a good night and...